You write in the column this week, David, that over the years, temperatures have been rising during both the day and night, but the boosts in the nighttime temperature are more pronounced. And that has to do with something called the atmospheric boundary layer. What's that?
So the atmospheric boundary layer is sort of the layer of the atmosphere that's most affected by the land, basically radiant heat and other such things that directly affect the temperature and the humidity within the atmospheric boundary layer. And this layer is not static. It gets taller, shall we say, and shorter over the course of the day. When sun's out, heats up the air, air expands when it's warm, the atmospheric boundary layer gets taller. It can get a couple kilometers high depending on where you are and the circumstances. At night, when the temperatures go down, the atmospheric boundary layer shrinks and it gets just perhaps a few hundred meters.
Okay. And you also write in your column this week that there is a relationship between greenhouse gases and the atmospheric boundary layer and the reason why the temperature has been increasing on average at night. What's that relationship?
So the greenhouse gases, the reason they're heating us up is they're not adding more heat. They're preventing heat from escaping, like in a greenhouse, right? The sun comes in, turns into heat, but the glass doesn't let it out again. Same thing with greenhouse gases.
And that happens both day and night.
That happens both day and night. It's fairly static between day and night. What's happening is you're getting the same amount of heating effect, or you know, non-cooling effect, shall we say, from the greenhouse gas both day and night. But at night, the atmospheric boundary layer is compressed. There's less volume. And if you have the same amount of heating and less volume, what happens? Each portion of that volume gets more energy added to it, so the temperature goes up more. So the temperature goes up more at night because there's a smaller volume of air being affected.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke with New Hampshire state climatologist Mary Stampone about this effect. She's done some research on this. What did she discover in her research?
Well, she a UNH professor and as well as a state climatologist, and she was nice enough to crunch some data for me to make sure that the data actually, you know, shows that this is happening here. And she looked basically at Concord, which is the official weather station for National Weather Service at the airport, and going back to about 1940, which is when really the complete data started being collected. Actually, what she did is she looked at days in which temperatures went over a certain point or didn't go below a certain point. How about that? And she found that the daytime, that increased by about one day a year over the course of this 77-year period, but that's not statistically significant. But whereas the nighttime, the nights when the temperatures did not go below 60 degrees or lower, night didn't really cool off. She found the number of those nights increased significantly by about 9 nights a year over the course of this period. And that's really what I was looking at. Not that it gets hotter, but that it never really cools off.
So what's the significance for people like you and me living in New Hampshire or anywhere for that matter if the nights aren't cooling off enough?
Cooling off effect at nighttime is important for the environment and public health as well. To a certain extent, people can accept really, really hot weather. You know, our bodies are able to cope with it for a while, as long as we get to release some of that heat at some point during the 24-hour period. If our ability to release it at night gets reduced because the nights aren't getting cool, that has a cumulative effect on our health and all the environment. Everything out there has evolved, knowing that, you know, in the nighttime you can on average get rid of so much energy, and if you can't do that anymore, it's going to have a long term effect. So on Mount Washington, for example, this recent heat wave tied the all time record for the highest ever nighttime low. In other words, overnight it never got below 61 degrees on Mount Washington. As I say, that's only ever happened once before. Usually the temperature gets down into the 50s at night, or of course, even on a warm night, usually gets down at least to the 50s on Mount Washington. So that's a perfect example of it's not cooling off as much. And this is continuing to happen. It's not like we've reached this bad point and now we're going to stay here. The way circumstances are, you know, greenhouse gases and changes in land use and all that, it's going to continue to get worse. As I say in the column, you know, in 2028, we're going to look back on 2018 and say, gosh, it was so cool that summer. I wish it was like that again.
Wow. Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor, whose geeky interests keep him up at night, whether it's hot or cold, at graniteGeek.org.